Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is Danielle Ramber calling in from Arvada, Colorado today. And today we're doing a very special Testimonial Tuesday. Yesterday, as you know, May 27th, Americans across the country took a day to remember the brave men and women who gave their life for our country. And today, I'd like for us to remember the service of our veterans, to let us renew our national promise, to fulfill our sacred obligations to our veterans and their families who have sacrificed so much so that we can live free. I feel that we often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude. Americans' veterans have done everything asked of them in their mission to serve our country, and it's never too late to recognize them. Today on this special Testimonial Tuesday, it is in my heart to honor some of the brave men and women in our Beamer family by having them share what Beamer has done in their lives and for them to know that their service was not in vain and that they are appreciated. These men and women are making a difference in the lives of so many with their Beamer business, and I appreciate them coming on today and sharing their story. I know this can be very hard for them, so I ask that we all can lift them up in prayer, love, and light. Right now, I'd like to introduce, we have all of the amazing Testimonial Tuesday team with me today. So first, I'd like to introduce Leslie Fox. Are you with us, Leslie?
Good morning, everybody. I am here ready to just hold the space and to hear some amazing stories.
Thank you, Leslie. And we have Dan Gibbons. Hello, Dan. Are you with us today, Dan?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was talking away and I was on mute. yes, I am. I am here and definitely want to honor these great men and women that gave so much to our country, and I sure appreciate it. I have a son in the service who's actually leaving for Romania on June 2nd for a 30-day assignment. So I really appreciate all that our servicemen and women do.
Thank you. And we have Adrian Vachon. Adrian, are you with us?
I am. Good morning, everybody. I'm privileged to have my Uncle Vic here with me that was a World War II veteran, and he is going to be on here in a little bit and share his quick Beamer story, and we'll be totally compliant. So with that, I'll let you keep on going.
Great. Well, thank you. And I'm glad that Vic can be with us today to share. So the first person, I don't see Geraldine or Mark's phone number here, so we're going to move on, but they should be tuning in shortly. I'd first like to introduce Dr. Jerry Wesch. He has been a licensed clinical neuropsychologist for 50 years. Jerry himself is an Air Force veteran and has made it his career to help our men and women in uniform, past, present, and future. He has created and directed a holistic program at Fort Hood with a staff of 15 people for 7 years, helping over 300 active duty Army soldiers overcoming traumas from serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. He has been using integrative medicine treatment methods for most of his career. Jerry was also a past president of ICEM, an international organization created to promote energy medicine. I'm blessed to introduce Jerry and have his wife Cher as my direct Beamer mentor, and they are now family members. So, Jerry, are you with us today, Dr. Jerry Wesch?
I certainly am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. Well, I'm a Beamer user daily, twice a day and more sometimes for 3 years. I had my first results with my knees. I had, as an Air Force ROTC cadet, I went to summer camp, and we were playing war games, running around in the dark, and I ran off a cliff and fell on my knees about 15 feet down. And I had, being young and stupid, I thought, it's great. My knees are swollen up like buckets, and so I don't have to march anymore this summer. And so that was great. I sat in the CQ and answered the phone and filled out the base newspaper. But now I'm old, and my knees hurt if I go out and exercise until I got Beamer. When we got the Beamer 3 years ago, I started using it regularly, and after a few weeks, my knees not only didn't hurt, but I could go out and hike through the beautiful Red Rocks here in Sedona, and they wouldn't hurt afterwards. So I am quite enthused about that result. I think I probably had some inflammatory processes in my knees, and we just knock those down. I'll say that I have more energy, and I'm much more upbeat since I started using the Beamer. This has been a blessing in my life and my wife's life. Now, I'm going to comment on a couple of things that, without naming names, I want to tell you that when you are working with veterans with a Beamer, you can get increased calm, which many of my veterans have been really enthused about because they've been very reactive after their time of service. I do neurofeedback, which is a brain training technique for treatment of post-concussions. These soldiers with whom I'm working recover quicker and get better benefit from the neurofeedback. I think that that's a remarkable effect, and just goes to show the synergy that Beamer has with all kinds of other treatments, particularly treatments of discomfort. Particularly, there are some that have been very difficult to treat before I had a Beamer. I ran chronic pain clinics for almost 30 years, and if I'd had a Beamer, it would have improved my results remarkably. So, Beamer reinforces everything else you're doing. It's synergistic, and one of my guys swears that the combination of neurofeedback and Beamer have changed his reactivity to people on the road, where he was easily angered on the road, and now he's quite mellow, and he swears that it's the combination of Beamer and neurofeedback. And that's all I'm going to say today. How about that?
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate you taking the time, and I thank you for your service and what you're doing to help veterans to this day.
Well, I encourage all of you to try Beamer with veterans. It really helps. And
thank you, Jerry.
At Fort Hood, we actually saw 3,000, not 300 soldiers. So,
wow,
we saw a lot of them.
That is amazing.
Okay.
And I heard there was a waiting list
you.
For your program as well. Thank you, Jerry.
Oh my God! At one point, we had a waiting list of 2 years. So, thank you. Thank you all. Happy Beamer. I'll see you on another blog talk. Bye-bye.
All right. And we had, I see that Mark Gilowitz is on the line. Hello, Mark. Are you with us?
I am. What a great show. And just want to encourage everybody for compliant testimonials, because we definitely want to record this program and have it available for future use. Do not be disease specific. Give your own testimonial and do not use the P word, which is pain. And I know that veterans experience a lot of discomfort. I have a health and wellness center in Charlotte, North Carolina. We have 3 Beamers going, and have helped a lot of people. And, you know, we remembered our fallen heroes, and now we've got living heroes, and we want them to continue to live. And so many of them are physically living, but due to all kinds of health challenges, they're kind of dying on the inside and have given up hope. So I'm so appreciative for Beamer. So spread the word. We've got so many people to help.
Thank you, Mark. And I'd just like to remind our veterans that if you're willing to share a compliant testimonial, please press 1 on your phone and we're going to get to you. And with that, I'd like to start with our first caller. We have area code 256-256-288. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Greg Long, and I was a sergeant in the United States Air Force for 14 years. I got hurt extremely bad on 3 different occasions. Shot twice, hit with a mortar round. So I had the head issues, the physical issues, and extreme discomfort to the point that I had no feeling in my extremities whatsoever. And I shook constantly. And, of course, then the mental acuity issues went along with all that. Well, when I was introduced to Beamer, I had no belief in it whatsoever. I thought it was complete hokum. But my my mentor, put me on the Beamer, told me to shut up and get on it anyway. And I did. And honestly, I didn't notice a thing. Was getting sessions once, twice, 3 times a week for 4 months. Then amazingly, in that 4th month, I went home as a shut-in veteran. That's pretty much all I did. And had my feet kicked up in a recliner. My wife came by and, goofing off, ran her finger up the bottom of my foot. Well, I jumped, she jumped, and we both cried. That's the first time I'd felt anything at all in my feet in over 23 years. And then from there, progressively getting better, that enhanced circulation, I am now up to walking 8 to 14 miles a day after being in a wheelchair for 23 years. Also, I was on 16 different pharmaceuticals for all kinds of various issues, mental acuity issues, blood sugar issues, all my blood number issues. Today, I take nothing. I was able to work with my doctors. They saw the changes in me, and they slowly titrated me down off of those medications. So I got my life back with Beamer. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, Greg. Wow. For one, thank you for your bravery. Thank you for your service. And thank you for taking the time to share your story with us and even your hesitancy to get on the Beamer. I know a lot of people feel that way, and that's why we're here today, just to be able to share this with all the veterans that we know and our distributors know, and it's okay. So thank you. God bless.
My honor. Thank you.
Okay. We are going to go next to Adrian. He has his uncle Vic with him. Adrian, are you live?
We are here, and I've got Uncle Vic. He's ready to go.
Good morning. They call me Uncle Vic, and I'm 91 years old. And in February 2015, my wife passed, and I was in depression. About 11 months later, Adrian and Janelle learned about the Beamer and started using it, and they got me started with the Beamer. So I purchased my Beamer on May the 27th, 2016, at age 88. I'm happy now and never depressed. I do not take any prescription medicines and have the appearance and energy just like when I was 65. So I'm feeling pretty good. I spent a year writing, and I just published a book explaining my personal philosophy and a way to live a full and happy life. The Beamer is just not for people with health problems. If you are retired and reasonably healthy, I suggest that you get a Beamer and let the Beamer help you stay healthy into old age. It's working for me. I'm 91. Thank you. Are you there?
Yep.
Thank you, Vic.
He forgot to tell you he was a World War II veteran.
Yeah, well, non-combative. I was in the Air Force, air-to-ground communications. So my life in the service was reasonable.
Thank you for your service, Uncle Vic. We're glad you're here with us, and sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Okay, we
Danielle,
are going to keep moving.
We have quite a show going today. We have quite a show going today. Oh, my goodness. It's like we're all in stunned silence here. We're all here. We're all the Blog Talk hosts, and we're with you. And just I'm just sitting here kind of in tears and in awe. And I just wanted to say we are still with everybody, but every time somebody stops, I'm like, wow, I can't even speak. So just wanted to make that comment. And, Danielle, you're doing a great job, and let's just keep on going down this line and see how many more people can change lives today.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. It's overwhelming, the joy we have here. We're going to go next to our friend Shu. Shu, are you live?
I'm here, girls and boys. How are you?
Great. Good to have you.
Hey, Shu.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thanks for all the calls you're doing, Danielle and Leslie. This is pretty huge. 50 years later, after Vietnam, it gets still kind of hard to share this. Listen to all those veterans. Thank you for your service. And stuff, my journey was over in Vietnam right out of high school. And I only ended up in my unit for 2 hours. And we got mortared and shot up and ended up with 42 pieces of shrapnel and a couple of bullet holes and laid in the hospital for 4 months in Japan. And they came in one night and they said, well, Shu, you're pretty shot up. Maybe we give you a medical discharge. And my thought process, just being out of high school, I said, how in the heck am I going to get a job? So I says, no, I can't do that. And they says, well, you got so much time left on your service, we're going to have to send you back then. And he said, but if you stay over there till you're less than 90 days of your tour, they'll let you out free. So I said, okay. So I went back, and we got gassed and tried to cut us in half with concertina wire one night and stuff. And so after that, I couldn't do much. And he says, well, you know, you can't be on the howitzers anymore. How about you just drive the captain around? Yeah, couldn't do that either. Roads were too rough. Back was too shot. He says, well, how about if you just go in and run the PX here and just take care of the goods coming and going? So I ended up doing that till my time and stuff. They said I'd probably be in a wheelchair or crutches most of my life. Wish that I had the Beamer back then. But since I've been on the Beamer now for about a year and a half, my life's definitely changed. I went and rode my bike yesterday for 10 miles and drove 400 miles before that and went and saw some customers and stuff. So the Beamer has definitely changed everything in my life. My hair is growing back. I get so tired of having to cut my nails and stuff. And the sleep system, man, oh, man, the sleep system is huge. The first night I woke up, and I just all I did was just sit up in bed And I says, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a great day. I would have bet anybody $1,000. I didn't have brain fog. I just didn't think I ever had such a thing. But apparently I had a little bit of that going on. I've had canker sores my entire life. And I finally found out because of too much citric acid, I eat too much fruit and too much ketchup and too many tomatoes and maybe too much pop growing up. But now I just made a smoothie this morning. It had more darn fruit in it than I could hardly pack in there. It just don't bother me anymore. My eyes, my eye doctor says, you know, there's nothing I can do for you. At your age, I shouldn't even be telling you this, but your eyes are getting better. And so it just, it's one of those gifts that just keep on giving. My ears have almost quit ringing, which was really annoying. My regular doctor, I just get a checkup every now and then. He says, you got the best cholesterol we've ever run through the clinic and stuff. And that's the type of things I consistently hear if I happen to go to any of these medical people anymore. So I just kind of don't hardly go anymore almost and stuff. But it's been a real life-changing event. I wish I would have had one 20 years, 50 years ago, I guess. Stuff. But I want to say thank you, Leslie and Danielle and Adrian, Dan, and all you guys for what you're doing to this blog talk thing. It is a real silencer today. I've never heard blog talk so silent before. Usually there's Gabby talking over the top of each other and a lot of gabbing going on. So thanks, Danielle. I appreciate it. And thanks for everybody that's sharing today. Hopefully we can change somebody's life down the road for hearing this today. Thank you.
Thank you, Shu.
Wow. Yes, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your service, and what a testimonial. Wow.
Shu is out there changing a lot of lives. We talk very often, and he's out there working it, and we're blessed to have him as part of this family. We're going to move on here. We're going to move on to area code 321-356. I believe that is Jeff. Jeff, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. My name is thanks for having me, first of all. My name is Jeff Gold. I'm 72 years old. I live in Longwood, Florida, and I spent 6 years in the Navy. I was stationed on board USS Long Beach, two tours in Vietnam, and I'd like to throw in real quick, the only ship in world history to shoot down three enemy MiGs at long range. I was very proud of that. Back in 2000, I was diagnosed with two incurable neurological diseases that came with a lot of bad side effects, like physical agony throughout most of my body. I spent a few years in a wheelchair, and in 2016, they put me in hospice and told me I probably wouldn't make it to the end of the year. At that time, I was on 14 different prescription medications, five of which were opioids for the physical agony, none of which did me any good. We got, obviously, I'm not in hospice anymore or in a wheelchair. Let me throw that in. We were informed of the Beamer, and I started using it within a couple of weeks. I noticed my physical agony started to decrease rapidly. As a result, and I don't recommend this for anyone, I started to drop all my medications rather quickly. My wife, who comes from a medical background, told me not to do that. I was going to end up back in the hospital. I was being stubborn and said, let me do what I think I should do. And within a period of about 6 months, I was pretty much drug-free, and I have the Beamer to offer my life, save my life. It did more than just improve my life. It saved my life, and my wife and I both use it every day, and it does absolutely unbelievable things. That's pretty much it. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. I think we're all just kind of speechless here. Thank you.
Well, Danielle, you know, not only Jeff, but, you know, everybody that gets on the Beamer and improves their health, I'll bet you over a period of time, Jeff has saved enough money on his meds to pay for the Beamer.
It's a very good point, Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a...
Yep.
Okay, we're going to keep moving on. We're going to go here to area code 215317. I believe this is Shelley.
Yes.
Shelley, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
We can.
Great. My name is Shelley Scheibler. I am a veteran and served 29 years, both active and reserve with the Navy, and did a stint with the Coast Guard and Marine Corps because we serve with them as well. Let's just say I had some conditions even before I went in with my back that, you know, when you go on a couple of hikes with Marines with packs that are full at almost half your weight, it did not exactly help my back condition. So I was in between discomfort to agony a good bit at a time, but I loved to exercise. And I would just pretty much regularly see my chiropractor to help with all this. Since getting the Beamer, it was almost an entire year before I had to see my chiropractor again for anything. The discomfort, the agony, I have not felt it. and it's just a massive, massive blessing. I validate the sleep, how I was able to have some of the deepest sleep when I use the sleep cycle. I've had... Oh, there's so many testimonies, especially with the back issues. One of my things was traveling, and traveling would always bring discomfort and exhaustion and things. And one of my testimonies when I first got the Beamer was I traveled across the country solo in my car, and I used the Beamer and just had several sessions from Pennsylvania all the way to Missouri. And I thought I'd stop 2 hours away at my daughter's house thinking I'd be in utter agony. I flew by her house, drove all the way home, and was almost crying, laughing hysterically for how much energy I felt. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Talking about the VA, my VA doctor with blood tests and things since I've had the Beamer suggested almost that I become the poster child for veterans with health, and I give that testimony to Beamer. A little aside, my VA doctor owns a Beamer. unfortunately, she's white coat and can't really share it with the veterans, but I am passionate to get it with the veterans and to share with the veterans and thank Beamer for this veteran's house. My assistant from active duty, who'd been down into the burn pits, was able to go to the Beamer house, and instead of pretty much planning his funeral, began to get hope. Which I am beyond grateful for. So the testimonies abound. I could go on for an hour, but I know my time's limited. So thank you.
Thank you, Shelley. It sounds like you're changing lots of lives with Beamer, so we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Hey, Danielle,
okay.
This is Mark. Hey, Dan, can I make a comment? You know, with the veterans and how they've saved lives for all of us and made such a difference, just hearing these testimonials is now that they've come back, so many veterans, when they come back, they're like, what do I do with my life? You know, how can I make a difference here now that I'm back in the civilian world? And to hear these testimonials of veterans, how their lives have been changed, and now they're changing lives here in the United States, is just really, really touching. And I just want to encourage everybody that has a Beamer and is listening to this show and is going to share this program with other people. We have such an opportunity. We're so blessed to have this technology because we can change lives everywhere. And it's just very, very heartwarming and touching.
Thank you, Mark. And I think Shelley mentioned a very good word there, and that's the word of hope. And that's something that we can share with the gift of Beamer, is to give people hope. And it sounds like a lot of these amazing veterans are doing that on a daily basis. It's such a wonderful gift. Next, we're going to go to area code 530-530-557. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning. Excuse me, I have a bit of a cold, and I didn't anticipate I'd be speaking today at all. But I felt that maybe I should. I lost my oldest brother in Vietnam. He was at the beginning of his second tour. He was a Marine. And my mother at the time was just, when my brother passed, was just beginning menopause. And, of course, he was her first child. My parents were met during World War II. My father was a Marine in the Pacific for 4 years. And they met because Dad was at pre-flight training in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And Mom was one of the pretty young women who hosted dances for the Marines. And so my brother Johnny was their firstborn of 13 children, and I was number two. But so on this holiday, it's always very meaningful for me. But one of the things I was thinking of was my mother, that the loss of Johnny was very hard for her, and it affected her digestive system, which changes with menopause with women anyway, but it set in force a condition that really challenged her for the rest of her life. And she passed just before her 83rd birthday. And thinking about my brother and the family and my mother and the challenge of losing a child and generational aspect of war and the stress, and I knew that entering into menopause for myself, digestion is an issue because things change for women. And I just know so much about how the Beamer affects the blood flow and helps the GI tract. And now in the last 6 years, we've learned so much about the microbiome and how it's connected to the brain and every aspect of health. And so it's sharing how it can help prevent the stress of life and all its challenges, and how when you improve that blood flow in so many ways with the GI tract, with every aspect of the body, it can help so many people have so much greater quality of life. And so from this aspect, prevention all the way through wonderful, miraculous, I don't want to say the healing word, but improvement of life. I just feel so blessed to have Beamer in my life, which I've had for 2 years. And it's, you know, great tribute to everyone who has served our country. Thanks so much.
Wow. Danielle?
Thank you. I think that's a good testimony, as well as to the families of our servicemen and women and what they attest to during these trying times, and how Beamer can be a very impactful tool in their lives as well. I know we have a Dr. Paul St. John who is in between patients. Paul, Dr. Paul, could you please press 1 on your phone so we can go ahead and get you on here?
I've been looking for his number. I don't see him.
Dr. Paul, are you on the line? Okay, I am not seeing him. I know we have another one. We have Dan Norris. Dan, are you on the line?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Dan.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good.
Hi there, friends. This is Dan Norris from Orlando, Florida. I'm age 85. Glad to say that I'm feeling terrific. Unbelievably, my body is fully functional, and I rarely feel any pain. I take long trips driving to see my friends in Boca Raton, Largo, Cocoa Beach, and others. God has blessed me with finding the Beamer and enjoying it about 3 to 4 days a week. I am fortunate to live about 10 miles from the Beamer house here locally, and since I am a U.S. Army infantry veteran, I've had the privilege of staying in the Beamer boathouse for 3 days. Loved it. On the water, birds, fish, beautiful days and nights, and of course, everyone would love this place. I hope to get invited again. My health has improved as I get older. I had severe discomfort in my knees and more when walking. I feel mentally so much better when I use the Beamer, just knowing that my body is getting 27% more blood in my microvessels and my capillaries makes me feel smarter, if you will. I use the Beamer on my full body, my head, my feet, and I look forward to my 8-minute sessions on each area of my body. I wish each of you well and hope that you get an invitation to stay at the Beamer Boathouse soon. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for calling in. And I think Terry Brighty will share a little bit on the Beamer Boathouse here in a little bit. We're going to go to our next caller, 720-774. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Mary from Bailey. I was hoping our veteran friend of the Vietnam era could be on today, but must not have worked out. I can't give his testimony for him. He's had some remarkable experiences with Beamer, would love to have his own. And for some of these vets, that's a very difficult thing. So we hope that somehow in some way these vets can have opportunity to either share a Beamer somewhere or have a Beamer because of the incredible outcome they can have from the tragedies of their lives and the impediments and all the issues that they face because they serve our nation. And I'm going to cry, so I will say goodbye.
Thank you, Mary. And I believe that was Greg that was on the line earlier. So he did share. Thank you for all you do.
His name is Phil, but that's all right.
Phil. Okay. Yeah, Phil was not on, but thank you for sharing.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye. Okay, next we do have Dr. Paul St. John on the line. Dr. St. John, are you with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, good. What would you like to ask me?
We would like you
Hello?
To share your Beamer. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
if you could share your Beamer journey.
Well, my Beamer journey starts in Germany, meeting Dr. Klopp. I used to teach in Germany from 1996 until 2006 at Friedrich Wilhelm University. And I first learned about Beamer being on a stage. They're called Health Congresses with Dr. Rainer Klopp. And so he was interested in what I was talking about ischemia, and which means a lack of blood to cells caused by trauma and having anatomically short legs. And I didn't know who he was, and he spoke after I did, and I was like amazed. And then after that, we went out to dinner. And so I was first introduced to the first Beamers that only lasted, their transmission only lasted 1 hour. And then in 2010, the second Beamers. And the third is, of course, the new Beamer where the dilation lasts 12 to 16 hours. So in using this technology, I just treat people who are in chronic pain, and the Beamer has certainly revolutionized my practice because it allows what is the key to healing, which is the normal of blood flow. But that's not all. I think the greatest discovery of Beamer is yet to be discovered. And it will happen as our atmosphere becomes more polluted with electromagnetic frequencies. See, what Beamer stands for is bioelectrical magnetic energy regulation. So what we do right now is we lay on the Beamer twice a day to regulate our bioelectrical systems. And we in Beamer are very familiar with saying we're electrical before we're chemical. But most of us are really very obtuse when we understand the electromagnetic fields we are being bombarded with. So let me break this down so everybody in Beamer can understand this, that in the 100 trillion cells that make up the human body, all those cells have to have energy to function. All the nucleus, the nucleolus, the DNA, the RNA, all the components of the cells need energy. So the little energy factories inside each cell are called mitochondria, and they produce a chemical called adenosine triphosphate. And if that is functioning properly, whether it's a skin cell or a brain cell, then the cells function properly. But what is happening to human beings, and this happened to me as a veteran. I was in the Green Berets 5th Special Forces Group in Vietnam. And fortunately, I was behind a palm tree, but a mortar went off in front of that and blew me up in the air about 4 feet in the air. And so that concussion disrupted the biological cells in my body. So I had post-traumatic shock syndrome for a while, and it was very difficult to speak and hear properly and control my emotions. Well, fortunately, I came across Beamer many years later, and I got to be somewhat normal in function. Maybe my friends or my wife might disagree with that. But anyway, when I started on the very first Beamer, which was only transmitted for 1 hour, it would regulate the bioelectrical systems. I started noticing I could think better. I could see better. I had more energy. And then with each generation of new Beamer, I became more normalized from that post-traumatic shock that occurred in Vietnam 1971. Now, why I'm bringing up the environment that we are living in today is that people should understand, and even the company should start to market this incredible product to meet the demands of what's happening in our environment. And what's happening in our environment is that, let's just take cell phones for a minute. Cell phones are licensed and function at between 900 and 1600 megahertz. Mega means 1,000. So when you're putting the cell phone up to your head, hopefully you've read the directions and it says don't put it within 2 inches of your head, but most people don't pay attention to that because it's putting out a very strong form of radiation that is non-ionizing, but it functions in the range of what is called microwave. So the same technology that runs your microwave in your kitchen is running your cell phone, and that functions between 900 and 1600 megahertz. Well, what are your cells functioning at? They're functioning at between 7 and 10. And even the Earth itself functions in that range. That range and the current that the Earth functions in, and the Earth, as you know, is the ultimate ground for everything, and it functions at 7.83 hertz. That's called Schumann's resonance, and a German physicist named Schumann discovered this. Well, we say in Beamer that our heart functions at the same frequency as Mother Earth, and that's true, 7.83 hertz. But now we're putting electromagnetic radiation into our bodies through cell phones, through a lot of our environment that are thousands of times greater. Well, I think the new G5, if you understand it, doesn't function at megahertz, and it's not in the microwave range anymore. It's now in what is called millimeter waves, which the next wave up, which goes right to ionizing radiation, and it functions at what is called gigahertz. Let me put this into perspective for everybody who's listening to this call. In 1 second's time, a gigahertz will transmit at billions of, so the wavelength for gigahertz is between 24 and 70 gigahertz. Are you there with me? I heard a buzz go. Can you still hear me?
No, we're here.
Okay.
Yep, we're here.
Okay. So a gigahertz is a billion times a hertz. So these new G5, they want to put, because the wavelengths are so compact that in 1 second's time, you can put up to 70 billion wavelengths in 1 second's time. And the cells in your body only function at between 7 and 10 hertz. So think about that. That is a biological pollution that human beings or no living thing on this earth has ever functioned at. And so what I've tried to do to protect myself even more is I don't lay on the mat twice a day. There's a lot of
there is
on the line and other
there,
people
there.
Yeah.
I'm closing lines off to find. I think we have it now. I think I've just silenced
okay.
it. So I should go ahead. Sorry.
All right. So what we're going to find out and find out very soon is that to be protected from all this aberrant electromagnetic smog that is now in our environment, that we might have to, in just a few years, lay on the Beamer to regulate the 100 billion cells five times a day, because they're going to be this noxious high-intensity current. And we're discovering in our clinic more and more of it all the time. Let me tell you the ones that we just recently discovered. These lane control systems that are in cars, so that if you weave out of your lane, it'll start to go beep, beep, beep. Most people have no idea what that is. And I didn't even know until I had a mechanic come in and was very sick in the clinic. And I thought maybe he was doing too many oil changes and breathing in oil. So I asked him specifically what he did. And he said he controls and fixes these lane control systems and sets them up in cars. And I said, well, where are they? And he said, oh, they're between the grill and the radiator of your car. And I said, well, what did they function under? And he said, they emit radar. Now, I said, radar? And I said, well, do you have a lead apron? I said, how do you fix these things or how do you regulate them? And he said, I just lean over the front of the car and I work on them. I said, without any lead aprons? And he said, yes. I said, I want to see the safety manual. So a couple of weeks later, he brought me the safety manual. And it said that, one, they should have these lead aprons, which later they found 10 of them on a shelf somewhere in the garage, because he worked for Orlando of Toyota. And I said, you can't work on this. I had him take a test to see what his sperm count was, and the motility, the movement of his sperm, was zero. Zero. So he'd been exposing himself to this current, just because he hadn't read the safety portion of the manual that says wear these lead aprons. Well, you see, I could jump in my car right now, take off for Orlando, a two-hour drive, and if I happen to be driving in some in front of somebody that has their lane control system on, I'm being exposed to radar, which is in this range of microwaves. So I just want people to understand that the future of Beamer is yet to be discovered, because we're going to have to use it more than twice a day. I can tell you that. And the company will have to analyze this and start to talk about this, because we are in a brave new world. So I hope people have become more aware. They know more about the greatness of Beamer, and the future of Beamer is yet to be discovered. So thank you very much.
Wow.
For your time.
Wow. Wow. Dr. Paul, this is Dan. We have met several times, and I'm glad you finally said something about your service. And we thank you for your service, and anything at all that you would like to share personally about a personal benefit from Beamer, you know, with your background and being a veteran, and like you said, being over in Vietnam, taking a hit there, personal testimonial about your Beamer experience?
Well, first of all, when I got the new model, where you lay in it twice a day, it was so much better than the first two models that I had been exposed to, is that I had a lot more energy. My eyesight improved after about 2 months. I didn't have to wear reading glasses anymore. But also, while in my tour of duty in Vietnam, I was exposed to Agent Orange. So I had a lesion in my left upper lobe, which every few years I would get an MRI to see if it they were expecting it at some point to become cancerous. And my latest checkup a couple months ago, it was all scar tissue. And the two radiologists who read my MRI came out and said, "What have you been doing?" And they showed me the difference from the previous MRIs and how my body had completely healed this lesion. And the only thing that I can attribute that to is the Beamer.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Well, fantastic. And again, we want to thank you for your service. I do want to give you a call, because my son, you and I, we talked about my son being in Special Forces. He has a unit in with the Special Forces 10th Group right now, and they would like to talk to you. I talked to them about you, and they said they'd like to talk to you sometime, so I'd like to set that up with you sometime. And
sure,
that would be great. Yeah, we're also grateful you jumped on this call. We know how busy you are. And, again, thank you for your service, and thanks for jumping on this call. That was some valuable information.
Okay, thanks. It's my privilege. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. St. John. We're going to go to our last caller here. We have Terry Bridie. Terry, are you on the line with us? It looks like Terry may have fallen off. Okay. Well,
so,
I think that we will. Yeah, I don't see her. Well, Blog Talk team, any last minute comments, words? It's just been a very emotional show today. I'm blessed that we have these amazing veterans as part of our Beamer family sharing this gift, and I pray that we can continue to help many others with the gift of Beamer.
Hey, Danielle, thank you for this. Really, it was your idea and organizing all of this, and we rarely all get on the call at the same time, so I just appreciate you doing this, and then, of course, deep appreciations for sharing your journey, for all the veterans who shared your journey, and we're just so delighted that your life has been changed and that actually you're out changing so many other people's lives, you know? A Beamer in every home.
Thanks, Danielle.
Adrian?
Yeah, I appreciate you putting this call together. I think that everybody should, that listens to this call should get it out to every veteran they know, and veterans really need to have this. So I appreciate everybody that was on the call today.
Yes. Thank you, Danielle, for putting it together. Brilliant. And, you know, Memorial Day is honoring the folks that gave their all that are not here. And we also got to remember the ones that are here now and suffering so much, and get them the Beamer so we could help them out. So great show, and it was just great to be on with everybody, the whole team. So great job, everybody.
And Mark,
I just want to encourage everybody, if you don't know how to share this show, we got to share with everybody we can, whether they're veterans or not. It's so encouraging, life-changing messages that were shared today. Go to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. And there'll be a whole history of different shows from Monday through Friday. And on Tuesdays is Testimonial Tuesday. And you can actually get this link and embed it in email or forward it. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody, all the hosts, and all the guests. And it was just a real pleasure and honor to be part of this show.
Thank you, Mark. And we do have Terry Bridie. She stepped back on here. I'm going to say a few last words and then let her wrap it up here. We have a few minutes. But, you know, I feel in the face of impossible odds, people who love this country can change it. And with Beamer, we are not only changing the health, but the wealth and the families of the people we come in contact with. So please share this episode, share your heart, share this gift. And we're going to go to Terry Bridie. Terry, you got about 3 minutes here.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Well, first of all, I was a second lieutenant in the Army. And unlike all the testimonies of all you guys who served, I was after Vietnam. And, you know, I was a cross between Goldie Hawn and Demi Moore, probably more along the lines of Goldie Hawn than Demi Moore. But anyway, it was an experience, and I was very honored to be in the military. And that's why I have such a passion for our vets. And we have a facility down here in Florida. We let all of our veterans come for free Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 12. And it doesn't matter whose team they're on. They're more than welcome to come. And I also have a boathouse that we let. You heard quite a few of the guys on the call today talk about staying at the boathouse. And we just bring them down, and we put them on the Beamer. And you know, it's just something that, you know, God's just opened up the doors for us to do that. And I really, really, besides the fact that the Beamer just helps so much with our body's ability to be able to heal itself, one of the things I absolutely love about Beamer is that we are giving these vets who are not only wounded, you know, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, they are really in bad shape. The government does not pay well when you lose your legs and you lose your life and you have a disability. And I have a veteran right now that jumped out of an airplane and the chute didn't open, and this guy lost his career, you know, in a split second. And, you know, he's living on disability in a mobile home. And, you know, these guys have no money, and gals too, when they get on disability. And it's really heartbreaking. But the good news is I've got one of my guys going to a boot camp, and we teach them that this is an opportunity for them to extend, you know, the Beamer, you know, hope a rope, we call it, to others, to help them, to show them how they can create an income. And we don't sell Beamers. I've never asked one person to buy Beamers. I have over 6,000 Beamers sold, and we don't ask people to buy Beamers. People ask us to, we don't sell Beamers, people ask to buy. And so that is just so encouraging, and, you know, because we give them more than just having health. We can teach them how to create wealth as well. And I just like to close in that, you know, the healthcare system is broken, and we all know it, but we're not going to be sitting in the back seat anymore. I just love Rosa Parks. She inspires me so much when she said, I'm not sitting in the back seat of the bus anymore. And that's the word that we need to get out. We need to take back America. We need to provide alternatives for people and show them that they can have hope, but they have to take responsibility. And the system's broken. We all know it. We can all sit around and cry about it. Wah, 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 call the ambulance. But you know what? We have the power within and the energy and the strength to combine our efforts and move forward. And I just want to close with, we don't need Obamacare because we have Obama. We care. Thank you so much, Danielle, for putting this together.
Oh, thank you, Terry. Thank you all for tuning in today. Please go out there, share this episode with a veteran today. And just a little quote, America without her soldiers would be like God without his angels. God bless you all. Thank you for your service and have a great day.